There is a widespread notion that if someone has a tattoo, they're not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. No Jewish burial. In fact, this has received even expression in various forms in pop culture. Apparently, there are like TV shows that make reference to this, a New York Times article. So, no being buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo. Only thing is, it's not correct. Al pi halacha, it's a myth. A person who has a tattoo can be buried in a Jewish cemetery. It is an issur d'oraisa to get a tattoo. Pasuk in Chumash, not allowed to get a tattoo. But excluding one from being buried in a Jewish cemetery, that does not follow from the fact that it is an issur d'oraisa. We do bury avaryonim, people who violate averos, in a Jewish cemetery. In fact, the very source for the mitzvah of burial, there is a mitzvah to bury a mace. The very source for that mitzvah, ki kavarsik b'renu b'yom mahu, is talking specifically about haruge beis din, people who were executed in beis din. Obviously, they committed very serious averos if they chayv misa in beis din. Nonetheless, that is the source for the mitzvah of burial. That doesn't mean the mitzvah of burial outside of a Jewish area. A person can be certainly buried in a Jewish cemetery. So, where does it come from? Is there any good myth has to have something which is almost correct in order to perhaps be blown out of proportion and taken out of context to lead to a mistaken impression. So there is a halacha that we don't bury Rishayim next to Tzadikim. We don't even bury Beinonim next to Tzadikim. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Shin Samach Beis that we don't bury, as mentioned, people of different of widely different spiritual statuses next to each other. This is based on a Mishnah, and really based on a story in Sefer Melachim. The story goes that they were burying a certain individual, and there was a time when there were invading bandits or armies, militias, and they saw an approaching militia. They got really scared, and they just threw him into the burial cave and ran away. And he happened to land right next to Elisha HaNavi. So, miraculously, he came back to life and walked out, because you can't have someone of average status buried next to such a tzaddik. So that is the source of this concept. And in fact, in many, traditionally, there were different burial societies. People of different, who associated with different crowds would all be buried together. Even Bismanenu, I'm not sure that this is done as widely. However, even Bismanenu, you can go to the cemetery outside Beit Shemesh, and there's a section for the rabbinic alumni of this yeshiva, and there's a section for people associated with that organization, and people like to be buried together. So it's possible that could have been blown out of proportion to the extent that someone who has this mark cannot even be buried in a Jewish cemetery at all. However, it's not true. As mentioned, it's not that we don't bury Rishayim at all or don't bury them in a Jewish cemetery. We just don't bury them next to Tzadikim. So just like we would bury Mechalei Shabbos, we would bury people who don't keep kosher, we'd also bury someone who has a tattoo. Never mind the fact that a person can certainly do tshuva and then not even be a rosh at all, despite the fact that he violated this avera. I saw an interesting article online by Rabbi Ari Zivotofsky. It makes an ironic point. He says there are some situations where a person might be so convinced that he won't get a Jewish burial because he has a tattoo and he doesn't want a non-Jewish burial, and there wasn't enough to stop him from getting the tattoo, that people can sometimes opt for cremation, which is certainly against the halacha, and that's like pretty much the only way to really guarantee that you won't get a Jewish burial, is if you ensure that you don't get a real burial at all. So that is an ironic twist of something that can happen due to misinformation. Is there a requirement to get rid of a tattoo if you have one? So the issur is getting the tattoo, not having the tattoo per se, but getting the tattoo. A person might opt to try to get rid of it because it's an ongoing permanent mark of an avera that was committed. So that would be understandable if a person would choose to go that route. But to say that there is a halachic obligation, hard to say that there would be any halachic obligation to remove a tattoo. Certainly, as mentioned, the issue of burial certainly is not a factor in that regard, obviously. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos. Please do.